Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Chris, Steve, Lauren, and Sharpie. Welcome, everyone.
Howdy, Lisa.
How are you?
Howdy. I'm good.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. That's good for Chris.
Yeah,
that is pretty good.
That is good.
Except, you know, I don't know if I believe her.
You know what? By the time the show comes out, I have to make sure it comes out in time. It'll be Chris's 50th birthday.
You know,
woo!
It's true.
50 years old.
Setting off the Broman candles this year.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Don't break it.
It's the big one.
Don't break it up.
It is a big one. You know what? I would feel bad if I didn't look so awesome. So just whatever.
Just keep telling yourself that.
It's the antique birthday.
It is the antique birthday. But, you know, the alternative is not great. So, okay. Anyway, you're right behind me, Griswold.
Yeah. Another, what?
3 years and 10 months.
I got a lot longer than that.
You know what's amazing is that's actually right. Is that right?
Yeah, because our birthdays are, that's what our birthdays are apart. And you remind me of it constantly. He's always, you need to tell me, like, and I always say the same thing. You know what? When you turn 50, you're not going to have any hair. So
it could be true.
It's true.
Pretty stressful.
Just gives you more reason to wear mouse ears, Steve.
I like it.
Let me just shake my gorgeous locks out.
All right. So what are we talking about, Lisa? So yeah, you leave.
Apparently, Chris's hair.
Leave happy birthday wishes for Chris Wood on Facebook.
Don't leave me any happy birthday wishes. If you want to make me happy, make a donation to something I believe in.
Some cat foundation.
Yeah, some like cat foundation, stray cats.
And then wish her happy birthday.
Do you know what?
Not the group, the actual, you know what? Cats.
I think I'm on my way to dotage because like I actually am wearing Crocs right now. Wearing Crocs and Mickey socks.
This is what happens when you're almost 50.
She's wearing purple Crocs.
I know, but my hair
it's
looks...
It's a turning point, Chris.
It is. And you asked us if we wanted to go to Quincy's for dinner at like 4:30.
I just not.
And I was like, no thank you, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask Steve about his cholesterol medication.
Hey, you're going to start getting AARP stuff, Chris.
Will I really?
Mom gets it every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's something to look forward to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys, you know
discount!
What? You should all...
Oh, we should go eat with you. You can get us a discount.
The early bird special.
You could probably get us like a free vanilla wafer pudding.
Shut up, Steve.
Just don't eat all the vanilla wafers.
No. I mean, and you know what? It's like, and the worst thing is all of you people are falling apart. Lisa's got to have surgery next week on her foot. Steve's on cholesterol meds and bald. So shut up.
That's why we love each other so much.
And it's my birthday, and I want sparkly things all week long. So
I think that we should just take note that Steve started this.
Steve did start it.
Yeah. All right. So let's get on to the news.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what, Steve? You start off with some news.
Yes.
Let's talk about Peter Pan.
Jerk face.
Yeah, so Peter Pan over at Walt Disney World has... It's hard because she's glaring at me. So Peter Pan has
a natural expression.
Do you know what? I have something for all of you people.
She's been saving it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Peter Pan has a new queue. Interactive queue at Walt Disney World.
Shut up.
It does. Because it's 45 minutes.
You ruined it for the entire night now.
Okay, 45 minutes is usually the wait time over there. So it looks pretty nice. Mouse Steps has a video online.
They're trying to ease the pain of the wait on that ride.
Yeah,
because that has a long wait time. And it looks like a lot of it's inside, so air conditioned or heated during the wintertime. And their video. What's that?
I didn't make it in my walker wouldn't fit.
I didn't even say. I'm not saying anything, Chris.
Keep it up.
So, yeah, so if you get over to Peter Pan, take a look at the queue. The video shows like some of the scenes and everything, but the interactive elements were not working yet. So hopefully they'll be up in the next few days.
Hmm. Okay, cool.
So I've been reading a lot on Facebook, a lot of different people posting different comments and how much they hate the Magic Bands.
And the fast in pass respect system. To what? The fast passes?
In respect to that they don't work. The fast passes, the fact that one person was posting that they, every time they had to get in their room, they literally had to go find a staff member to get them in the room.
Yeah. So last week I was there and I made the mistake of spending $30 for a special magic band from the Christmas party, and as it turns out, that ruined my magic band that I had. So I had to use one magic band to get into the park and the other two to pay for things and get into the room. And I three different times I waited in line in different lines, and no one could fix it. They would say, oh, this is fine. And the next thing I know, I would try to get in the park. I couldn't get to the park. So that is bad.
Yeah.
It's still
when
happening.
You're wasting that much time.
Yeah.
It's not enjoy. And this is what one person actually posted, and I can't remember who it was, but it was like a blog, and she was just writing about her recent experience, and she said, I'm not enjoying Disney anymore. Every minute I'm worried about where I'm supposed to be. I have
I
to pick
exactly
between feeding my kids or doing test track because I have a fast pass. Like, and I can totally see where she's coming from with that, because I think it's, you know, it's a little bit frustrating. And I think it's one of the other things she posted about, which I thought was interesting, which was what I noticed the last time we were there, is that there's long, long wait times for things that there should be.
Well, there were serious wait times for everything. I mean, you know, it's things that used to not, like Small World now has a wait times that are pretty crazy. I'm not really happy with it. I don't hate it. So
I just still think I wish Disney would put the fast pass system that they had in play using the magic bands. Let us go up every 2 hours and scan our magic band and get a fast pass.
Here's what I like. I like I have a ridiculous number of magic bands. My magic bands have always worked until I screwed it up with that.
She's making garland with them this year.
I know. With the Christmas magic band is really the problem that I ran into, and that's what screwed everything up. Having said that, my magic bands have always worked. I haven't had any problems. My biggest issue was with my Disney experience. First of all, I couldn't pull it up on my phone, and when I could, my fast passes kept disappearing, or I couldn't find my dining. My dining would disappear. But the worst, I knew when I was going to eat, because of course I know that, but I didn't necessarily know when my fast passes were. And of course, Lauren gave me a great tip, which was make sure you take a picture of it. Once you've made all your final changes, take a picture of it, keep it on your phone, because then, you know, when they don't show up, they won't show up for like an hour or two. When they don't show up, you don't have to go stand in a line and have a cast member go, yeah, you're supposed to be at Peter Pan at 2:30. So that was a big pain. You know, I don't, like I said, the magic bands are fine with me. FastPass Plus has been a bit of a pain, and it is stressful. A lot of times we just let our fast passes go because we wanted to eat, because, you know,
I've
kids.
I've done that too. I've just let them go too, because it's not worth the aggravation.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because then you're waiting. Experience. Right. And now you're waiting an hour for that experience instead of 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's very frustrating. I think, I'm sure the end game, Disney will have it all figured out and it'll be great. But right now, I want to put FastPass through a wall.
I really do think that it has made everything that you're trying to leave at home, it's now brought it into the park.
It's stressful.
Because you constantly have your phone in your hand.
Right.
You're constantly afraid that you're behind schedule. I despise it. I honestly haven't liked it since the beginning. I like some of the possibilities that exist within the technology, but I do not like the FastPass system. I think it has broken something that wasn't broken.
I agree.
I think for people who are really type A planners, I think it works out really well. But for people who are not.
That's a very small number.
Nobody really wants to overplan their vacation. I just keep wondering how this happened. You know, like, and I think the thing that bothers me is, you know, of course, I'm like the queen of conspiracy theories, because that's what old people do, right? I have a tinfoil hat, actually, Steve, by the way. But anyway, you're still in trouble. I'm the queen of conspiracy theories, and
I'm probably second in command on that one.
Right, you are. You're like my number two. No, wait, is it number one? Star Trek?
Wait, can I be number three? I don't want to be one or two.
I only watch Star Trek when my husband watches it, and I'd be like, yeah, whatever, this is great. Number two, whatever. Anyway, it is number one. You're my number one. Anywho, I don't remember what I was going to say. Because I can't. Yeah, never mind. Skip me.
It'll come back to you.
Yes. So anyways, Fast Pass.
I just think that it's, I really wish that they would just go back to the old 2-hour system. Use the Magic Bands because it's a great technology.
I love paying for everything that way.
I like that I don't have to pull a ticket out every 5 minutes. I'm good with that.
And you know what?
That old Fast Pass system, get rid of the paper part, let us tap. Now you have a Fast Pass. You have 2 hours, a 2-hour window, and then you can Fast Pass again.
So
that
would
was the perfect system.
Would you have to bring all the wristbands for your whole, the magic bands for your whole party, or because you're linked, you can just do one?
Because you're linked, you should be able to do one.
Yeah, just like you do now. I mean, you can get a Fast Pass now using those kiosks for everyone in your party.
Yeah.
Just by tapping.
Or even just be able to do them from your phone.
You know what? The problem with the phone is that the Wi-Fi doesn't
work. It's not always working.
That's true.
Well, it's not just that, but not everyone has a smartphone. You've got generation gaps that might not be interested. You've got people that, they simply don't have the smartphone. So requiring that, I don't know.
Yeah, right now, it's like every time I try to use it, it just spins and spins and spins. You're trying to pull up your Fast Passes. You're just waiting.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to us. And it's hard when you have little kids because my twins, they're like all over the place. And I'd be looking at my phone and I'd go to my older one, hey, where did Sophie go? Where did Thomas go? Because, mommy's looking at the phone trying to figure out when the next Fast Pass is.
Don't blame it on the phone.
No, I'm serious.
Wait a second. We've lost kids without the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, don't blame it on the phone. Okay, so Lauren, this kind of ties in. That'll be another one. I'm going to jump to Sharpie. You've got a little bit of news about Wilderness Lodge.
Wilderness Lodge. So the pool area has been under construction, under renovation for quite some time. It started back in the fall. And I didn't care for it. I hate when they make changes, especially to a favorite resort. But Wilderness Lodge, like I said, the pool has been under construction for quite a while. Opened back up recently, so a lot of pictures circulating around the interwebs these days. Specifically, if you want to take a look over the photos over on Mouse Steps, you can do that. But then also, the kids play and splash area looks like it's just about ready for guest experience. I'm looking forward to see what all they've changed, other than surrounding the entire area with a fence. I don't really care for that. I think I hate fences around pools. I think it kind of disrupts the
drowning kids. Forget them.
I know. It's horrible. But I just think it kind of ruins the atmosphere, especially Wilderness Lodge. That pool area was so geared, to that entire theme that comes out of the
natural
lobby. The hot springs turn into the pool, and you're down there soaking in, what comes out of the hot springs. I don't know. I'm excited that they did some renovations, and they've also made it zero entry, from what I understand. Disney's going that way with all of their pools these days for accessibility, especially for young kids. So that's getting ready to reopen back up. We'll be taking a look at it toward the end of January. So I'm excited to see that. Excited to see all of the changes that have taken place there. One concern that I have is that the view from Artist Point will now be a kids' play and splash area.
Okay, I'll be eager to see that.
I think I'm going to go see it next week. What the heck?
No fair.
Just for spite.
It's like your third trip. It's like your third trip in 2 weeks.
I am living it up, Steve. What if I die tomorrow?
Turning 50.
And it could happen.
You got to live life.
I'm the only one not on meds here. I'd like to point that out.
But I understand, though, Steve. Surgery. She's going back to visit her family. That first family in the scene from Carousel of Progress.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love those people. I mean, they're not really people.
1904, approximately.
Yeah, that's right.
Good gracious.
She's going to see her family.
All right, Chris, let's get your mind off of old age. We're going to have you talk about Chef Mickey's.
Well, okay, so I took my children because they'd never been. And it seems like Chef Mickey's
they've
is sort
never
of...
been?
No, they haven't. Because I've never
how
heard
would
anything...
that happen?
Because
we
I
know
don't...
how much Chris Wood hates character meals.
First
Let's
of
all,
I hate character meals. Like, every time one of them, like, oh, geez, Jasmine, get out of here. You know, it's kind of that sort of deal, like... I don't want to see another princess, somebody in a stuffed animal suit. Just get away from me and let me eat my food. And I literally feel that way. Like,
well, wait
time...
a second. That is because you don't like anything to come between you and your food.
I don't. And so
that's why.
So, and it, well, it is. It's awful. You just put a fork full of food in your mouth and then like someone prances up and you're like, oh. So anyway, so girl. And I do. I'll say that out loud. And the kids are like, Mom, come on. But anyway, so mm-hmm. So they'd never been to Chef Mickey's, and I felt like I needed to do it while they were still little and actually cared, because, you know, the twins are 7, and they're not getting any younger. It's just like their mother. And anyway, so so I went ahead, and I made a reservation, like, you know, somebody must have canceled because we got one, like, the day before, and we went. And we went for dinner. I hate that place. I mean, that would be an understatement. And we spent so much money. I mean, it was... over $200 for the 5 of us to eat there, and 2 of them are little kids, so that's not expensive for them. And the food was awful. I thought the servers were fantastic. The servers there, you have to, like, they must be on Valium or something, because mm-hmm. they were very calm and just going from and you know, people who don't tip well at buffets, I hate that, Lisa, because Lisa just raised her hand. Because these people work super hard. I mean, she's clearing plates and making conversation with people and making sure everyone's happy and getting special orders and stuff like that. She was wonderful. And so I hate to give it a bad review. The character interaction I thought was very good. We actually had Minnie come by the table, I think, 3 times. So, I mean, the character interaction was great.
She wanted a bite of your food.
She probably did. She probably wanted to, maybe she wanted to, like.
Were you having mac and cheese?
No, I've never had mac and cheese. I hate mac and cheese. But anyway,
Chef Mickey was my favorite experience
as a kid.
Nope. With my daughters.
Ah, did you just not care about the food? Cause the food was,
it
terrible.
Wasn't the food. Yeah, it was. We did breakfast. I think the breakfast is probably a little bit safer.
Well, and Steve pointed out the atmosphere. It looks like a, what is it? What did you say? It was like very apt.
It's like a mall food court or
right.
something.
Right. It's a dump. And I was really surprised at how many plates you had to go through to get one that didn't have dried food on it.
That's nasty.
It was bad, and it wasn't just like one or two plates. I'd pick up a plate, I'd be like, really? And then no, honey, you can't have that because that's a dirty plate and God knows where it's been. And so yeah, just not good. Again, wonderful service, good character interaction, terrible food. And there are better places to eat. Why wouldn't you go to Tusker House and get the exact same you know, characters.
What characters were there now, Chris?
Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, I think Donald. So basically the same ones that are at Tusker House.
Just not Pluto, because Pluto used to be there.
You know what? Pluto's there too. Because he came by our table several
times.
So
it's still
as well.
The Fab Five there. Because I had heard that they had changed that.
It was that night. Not that it mattered. It was just a blur of really, oh, and it's loud, like really loud, bad food. And I just don't, you know, I don't like to pay that kind of money. And I think we've already established, like, I will pay money if I think there's value in something, and I will never complain. But there was no value in that to me when I could have seen those same characters in the parks and probably had the same amount of time with them. I would have just had to wait. But I would have been a couple $100 richer because I could have fed my kid at Pico's Bills. And, you know.
Couldn't feed them taco salad.
I know. They got rid of that. It's sad.
Yeah. What's up with that?
They got rid of the taco salad. You can still get a Tortuga Tavern before 3 o'clock. So.
Yeah. You know, disappointed in that. I like that.
Steve hated the taco salad. Steve
hated it. We've eaten Chef Mickey's in the last year, and we had a fantastic experience. We didn't even have a reservation. We did a walk up, and they got us in within like 25 minutes.
What time?
It was probably like right before 8 p.m.
So you went for dinner, it sounds?
Yes.
And you liked, and the dinner was all right?
Yeah, the dinner was fantastic. We That's really good. Enjoyed it.
We went, but
so what kind of things were on the buffet?
Yeah.
There were chicken wings. There were meatballs. There were blobs of fish. There was this usual sliced beef, macaroni and cheese. The salad bar was terrible. It was like basically white lettuce and some ranch dressing. Bread. The rolls were okay. It's hard to screw those up. Let me see what else. They were trying. They were trying. The food just wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. And, you know, there's a similar buffet out in Disneyland. The food is so good. So, I don't know.
Let me ask, yeah. Sharpie, what do you remember as being
Goofy's
good?
Goofy's Kitchen.
Yeah, Goofy's Kitchen at Disneyland is excellent.
Yeah, and we maintain Goofy's Kitchen is amazing. Sure. Yeah, and you never know which characters you're going to see there. But anyway, back we like the carved meats. They did. I think they did roasted chicken and carved beef. Huh.
There was no roasted chicken. Go ahead. Sorry.
There was ravioli. The ravioli was really good. It was like a three cheese ravioli. The sauce wasn't all that great. It was just kind of standard. But overall, I mean, we enjoyed it. I remember the desserts were really good.
Yeah.
No, the desserts were terrible.
Our only experience was. Ugh.
They were bad.
Ugh, really?
Yeah, the desserts were awful.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Because there were like cheesecakes and stuff like that out.
They
really
were terrible.
Good.
They were tasteless. They were disgusting. And Steve was going to make a comment. Can I just say something?
Yes.
Because whenever we get bad reviews, like on iTunes or on the Mouse Chat page itself, it's always because we do something negative. I just want to say that the reason I'm honest about food in particular is because I do have clients for whom those dining credits are extremely important to them and they're on a budget. And I hate the idea of sending someone somewhere where they're not getting their money's worth and that's their big meal of the day. So that's why I'm willing to kind of, you know, and that's why we try to tell the truth all the time. If something's good, we will tell you. If something's bad and we think we don't want you to spend your money, we tell you as well.
Well, everyone wants to go to that one, but you could go to the Grand Floridian, to the 1900 Park Fair and have a really unique character interaction, have some really good breakfast.
And I will say the food at 1900 Park Fair is 1,000 times better
than
Chef Mickey's.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah,
I have not been there yet.
And you're still getting the same thing.
Steve, when you went there for dinner.
You gotta have the strawberry soup.
Yeah. It is good.
Strawberry soup is awesome.
I'm doing the
is it like on
the
cruise?
Yeah.
I'm doing the breakfast next week.
Steve was saying you guys went there, right?
Yeah, so we went there. Lisa and I went there. We did dinner.
Oh, that's that nerdy picture of you.
We had a last, we were the last reservation of the night. And it was like it was like you go to a buffet at Ponderosa that's been sitting there for hours and they don't want to replenish anything because it's time to close. And
where was
you know,
that?
At Chef Mickey's.
Oh yeah.
Cause we had the last dinner reservation. So you went up there and you know, like the ravioli's all dried out and it's just like barely anything.
Yeah. It was
everything
crusty
is like crusty and dried out and empty and just,
and it's not like we had pie where we'd want it to be.
And then they race over with the three characters. You know, they're like, oh, here are the characters. Quick, quick, quick. And then they bring you like the $250 bill.
Oh,
and you're like,
awful.
See, I would have been living.
It was awful. And we were like up against the window where the carpet was all.
Oh, that's where we were.
You go up a couple carpeted steps and there's like some old brass railing or something
it's
in there.
The same way.
Yeah, there's some. And it was just not. I felt like, oh, this was, and I was like, oh, okay, hey, we got in last reservation. This is going to be great. And it was nothing at all.
Yeah. No, it's really bad.
I do think that it's kind of like Royal Table. It's a rite of passage.
That's
everybody
what, yeah.
wants to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And everybody that talks to anybody else out there is told, oh, you got to try Chef Mickey.
Do you know what's weird is that is true because I'll try to talk people out of it. I'll go, well, why don't you go to Tusker House? And
friends told them they have to go to Chef Mickey.
Yes. Three of their friends told them. And because those people who went to Disney 7 years ago said go, they're going to go. Instead of somebody who, you know, is maybe
what, you think you're more valued?
Maybe.
Yeah, yes. It's
somebody
it's
who
true.
Goes five or six times a year versus somebody who goes once every 5 years.
Yeah, maybe she's got some.
But there's better, like everyone said, there's better character interaction, there's better food, there's better pricing at a lot of different character.
I would.
Well, I think the pricing is comparable to the rest of them, but I just think you know.
But for
know.
What you're getting, when you mess up a donut, that's where you lose me. Because I'm a huge donut fan. I'd rather eat donuts.
Maybe it was
than
an off night. Maybe you need to give it another try.
No, it was awful.
See, the cutest thing that we saw is there were a set of twins right behind. We were sitting right next to the railing that separates the seating area from the buffet. So we got to see all of the character interaction with all the kids and stuff that were around us. But there were a set of twins right behind us, and the one had been fussy all throughout our meal. Minnie Mouse comes over, and that kid just totally quiets down. Minnie Mouse sits on the floor and holds and cradles and rocks this kid.
Let me tell you, that happened to Alyssa.
It was adorable.
When Alyssa was 9 months old, we went to Chef Mickey, and...
Wait,
at the
do
time,
I need to get you a tissue?
Chip and Dale were there. No, this is my favorite Disney story from my all my years of going to Disney. But Chip and Dale were there at the time. And Dale literally took Alyssa, scooped her up, sat on the floor, and rocked her to sleep.
Aww.
It was the cutest thing. And that's why Chef Mickey holds a place in my heart.
That's nice.
It's cute.
It's a lovely story.
It is.
It was amazing.
Chris is a sourpuss forever.
I'm a sourpuss forever on Chef Mickey's in particular.
But you need the 3 strikes and you're out rule.
No, that they're out on 1.
No, because I had a 1 strike against Yachtsman Steakhouse, and they're on my list. They're good.
I
had a bad experience.
I just don't
like
think
Tony's.
That...
I've tried Tony's 3 times. All 3 times, it was consistently bad.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it was better than that. Tony's was better than Chef Mickey's.
Oh, that's bad.
Okay. Incidentally, speaking of Chef Mickey's, do we want to talk about Tables in Wonderland?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I have a Tables in Wonderland card, which if you don't know what it is, Tables in Wonderland, if you're a Florida resident or if you're an annual pass holder, you can if you're
or DVC.
Or if you have DVC, you can go ahead and spend $100 and get a Tables in Wonderland card. It's 20% off your meal. But it adds an automatic 18% gratuity, which frankly I think you should be tipping anywhere at Disney World anyway at Disney World because those people work really hard.
And it's also off alcohol.
Off of alcohol as well. And at the food courts.
Which is why I have one.
Yeah, they have it at the Yes. Mm-hmm. They have it at the food courts at the resorts that don't have sit down restaurants. So don't forget that. So it can be a nice savings if you go enough. But there are blackout dates now, and those blackout dates started in August, actually right before we went to Victoria and Albert's. Victoria and Albert's is blacked out, and other restaurants are as well.
And actually, Victoria and Albert's is no longer included.
Yeah, it's not included anymore.
So what else was taken off now?
I don't know what else is taken off, but there are major blackout dates now, and one of them is, of course, Thanksgiving. So, but it just depended. Like, for example, we were able to use... Tables in Wonderland Friday night, the Friday after Thanksgiving, we were able to use that at Grand Floridian Cafe, but the next day we couldn't use it at the ill-fated Chef Mickey's, which I don't know that I would have eaten there because I was kind of thinking, well, 20% off, it makes it suck a lot less, frankly, but unfortunately that we didn't have the 20% off. So we still tipped the lady well because, of course, the job.
Well, it's tough because it used to be a deal that was kind of okay. If you go to Disney a lot, you get 20% off, and it was 20% off anywhere that was a table, a sit-down restaurant, or like you said, the food courts that don't have a sit-down, and 20% off alcohol. So if you went a few times, had a decent-sized group, it was worth it. But now, the last time we went to the restaurant in France.
Chefs.
And we pulled out our Tables in Wonderland card, and they go, "Oh, we don't take that here anymore." And
yeah.
You're like, "Ugh!" And it was like a $500 or $600 bill.
It was more than that
because
we had 21 people.
Yeah, it might have been $800.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But anyway, so and then they don't take the 20% off, and
they limit it to what, 6 or 8 people?
Like 10.
I thought it was eight. I don't remember.
All right, so they limit it, but we did have enough cards to cover.
They never hold you to that. Like if you had a table and it was a few over, they would still let you do it.
Yeah.
The only thing they don't do is they don't split the bill anymore. So if you're the person with the Tables in Wonderland card,
you have to figure it out.
When we used it at Grand California,
California Adventure, they made me divvy it up.
No, California Grill.
They separated, but you know what? They wouldn't do it for me the following, like the next month at at Via Napoli.
When we
it
were
depends.
There in October, they wouldn't let me do it at Cali Grill.
It really
they
depends.
They don't do separate checks, but they'll give you a subtotal for each person, and then so it's under one ticket, but then they'll take multiple credit cards.
They will only do that at certain restaurants.
So it's basically based on the cast member.
Yeah.
I tell whoever's with me, you got to pay cash.
Right. Yeah, because if you're the person who has the card, then you're kind of like, oh, gee, I just spent $400 on this meal. And, you know, how much am I going to?
Yeah. Who's going to pay me
back? Yeah, and you wind up eating a lot of it, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So it's definitely gone downhill.
It is.
And then now they also have the blackout date, so you can show up and kind of be caught off guard. And
God forbid my husband try to use it because, you know, you have to have your, they ask for your ID now. They ask for, you know, which totally makes sense. But at the same time.
I'm looking on the website. I don't see the blackout dates. Oh, here.
Yeah. Okay. And it was interesting because like California Grill Wednesday night before Thanksgiving was not blacked out. But, you know, then, of course, Thanksgiving Day. But you know what? I think they took it. They did take it at...
But it's not all restaurants. Beginning August 1st.
Yeah.
1900, Chef Mickey, Ohana Dinner Only, Royal Table, Le Chefs de France, Akershus, Le Cellier are subject to additional blackout weeks.
Yeah. So that's why they took it at California Grill and at Cape May Cafe, which, incidentally, I ate there on Thanksgiving. That's a whole different story. It was actually pretty good.
Sharpie, do you have one? A card?
We've had one before. We used it to see whether the dining plan was kind of the best deal for us or not, since it's only two of us, and we would prefer the dining plan. So, and it was really kind of a break-even situation for us with the dining plan versus Tables in Wonderland.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that was smart, though. You know, you've got to test it out and see what works best. When we get the dining plan...
We just hate paying for every single, like, for me, I am a penny pincher when it comes to that kind of stuff. So like whenever I sit down to eat dinner, I like want to order anything I want off the menu, not looking specifically at price. So that's why the dining plan works better for us.
Yeah. If you eat like that, that's absolutely true. And frankly, I should have had the dining plan this time because with the holiday surcharge and not being able to use tables, we would have saved a lot of money.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's different for every single situation
and
practically every single family.
Yep. Every trip is different. I mean, I definitely wouldn't exclude it. I should have gotten it. I really regret it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Steve, let's jump back to you. Tell us about Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, oh, so classic. Over at Disney Hollywood Studios. So we talked about earlier when on one of the previous shows that they're going to get rid of the hat. And now they are redoing the Great Movie Ride. So Turner Classic Movies is the sponsor. So they're supposed to be redoing some of the scenes.
I think that'll
be
good.
I do too.
Well, it's nice that they're putting, I think they're doing the California Adventure route with Disney Hollywood Studios. They're going to turn that street into the classic look like it used to have when it first opened. And then they're going to redo things that need to be done, like getting rid of the backstage tour because it's too old and... So, yeah, so it'll be neat to see how that turns out.
Okay, let's switch gears. Actually, we're going to stay at Hollywood Studios. Lauren, you've got some news updates for us.
Yes, I do. Star Wars weekends have been announced officially. They're going to be every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, from May 15th to June 14th in 2015. And they also just announced today that you can now book Star Wars dining packages for 2015. They're going to have the dinner at the Hollywood and Vine and breakfast at Sci-Fi Dine-In. The Hollywood and Vine dinner is the Jedi's Mickey Stars Star Wars Dine-In. And that one looks like you're going to see some of your regular characters like Chip and Dale, Jedi Mickey, Leah Minnie, Darth Goofy, and Stormtrooper Donald. That is going to start at 4:15, going to 8 o'clock at night, and the prices
That's
are going to
be awesome.
Yeah, and the prices are going to be $57.99 for an adult, $34.99 for a child. And then you have your Star Wars Dine-In Galactic Breakfast at Sci-Fi Diner. That's going to be from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and it's at Sci-Fi, of course. You're going to see the Stormtroopers and different Star Wars characters there. That's going to be $49.99 for an adult, $31.99 for a child, and it's available to book now.
So since it's at Sci-Fi Dine-In, do you think they show Star Wars on the screen while you're eating? Because that would be pretty cool.
I think they might. I don't know. I know one of my clients did it last year. I can ask her.
Have they ever put anything else up on the screen?
Not that I've seen.
I don't know. Maybe they might not even have the capability of putting something else up.
Oh, yeah, you mean other than those little old movies? Oh, I'm sure they could do something.
Yeah, it's a regular movie screen.
Lisa, look at me. No, but you know, Disney magic. Come on.
Little pixie dust goes a long way.
It really does.
Wow. Chris is...
Star Wars.
What? Look at her with those glasses on. That's all I'm saying.
I guess I don't need these right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, a couple of Star Wars. They're picking up on the whole Star Wars thing.
Well, the new Star Wars movie comes out next year, Christmas time.
Thanks, Steve.
I know, it's going to be awesome.
What episode is this? Episode 7?
75.
We should all go see it together.
Yeah. We should go see
412.
You know what we should do is we should plan a cruise to be on the ship and release it.
Oh my gosh, I would totally do that.
You got to plan your cruises around these movie releases.
But you know what? Yeah. We have to book it now? No, because we're going to Norway. Forget it. You're not going on more cruises that year. Oops. Darn kids.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to Steve. No, we did you. Lauren. No, we did you. Darn it. Chris, Polynesian. I've got to catch up on my highlighting.
I was over there the other day just to see those Pizza Huts. They're looking really good.
The what?
The Pizza Huts. Have you seen the buildings? Oh. They all look like Pizza Huts.
They really do.
There's like a half. There's like a dozen of them.
I'm like, what?
It's like a half Pizza Hut on the water.
Yes.
That's your update?
No, I mean, it looked good. I mean, the pool is still a mess. It's actually a disaster over there. It looks terrible. But
looks like the lobby's coming along.
Yeah. You know what? They still have all the, you know, the walls up and everything. It's a mess.
The Tiki Man posted pictures today.
Okay.
And it looks like it's coming along.
I'll try to get over there. And you should, you know, you'll be there too before me, so maybe you can check it out. But the one thing I did see, because our friends at Mouse Steps alerted us to it, was that the Club Disney, so, you know, originally it was Neverland Club, which is a kids club over there that you can drop your children off and then go, you know, eat without them in peace and quiet. And so originally the kids club over there was called Neverland Club, and my children loved it because it was, you know, they love the theme and everything. And then they changed every kids club on property to Club Disney, and they were all basically the same. But recently they changed the Poly to another name. They call it Lilo's Playhouse, and we don't know if it's themed inside, so we need to check that out. So I think my daughter might actually go there in a couple
sure
weeks.
She will.
Yeah, she wants to. God, they love going to those. So,
okay. Steve, let's jump over to Disneyland.
Oh, so Disneyland, not to be left out, has their own Frozen little special thing going on. It's over at Disneyland's Downtown Disney, and they have an ice skating rink in between the shops outside, so you can go ice skating as part of their Frozen theme. And, of course, they have Frozen merchandise and Frozen different types of treats and things like that tied into
Yay!
It as well.
More Rice Krispie treats with Olaf on it?
Yes! Yee! So, yeah, so you can go ice skating over at Disneyland. Not to be left out if you're over in California.
Okay, that was quick. All right, last story is Sharpie. You're going to tell us about Disney Cruise Line.
Jesse and I have been on a couple cruises during the holiday season, usually either at the end of November or the beginning of December. They really, really, really jazz the ships up for the holidays. It's fantastic. The decorations are everywhere. But I think the coolest thing about cruising with Disney around the holidays is what they do to Castaway Key. They turn the island shuttle into a reindeer.
Aww.
Yes.
I kid you not. Antlers, red nose, tail, awesome. It's really cool. And plus all of the tropical Christmas music is just really cool. But they do the Deck the Deck Tropical Holiday Party, which is really cool, with all sorts of holiday/pirate themed But they do separate parties, but they do like candy cane limbo and stuff like that. It's really cool. But then they also do a tree lighting ceremony every evening, and that's a lot of fun. Mr. and Mrs. Claus are out and about on the ship throughout the cruise. Holiday storytelling, things like that. And they also, like, after you get into the first part of December, they do a huge, like, life-size gingerbread house on the ship. One thing that we have not done, we have not been on the cruise during the Christmas holiday itself, but they do special activities on Christmas Eve. Like they do cookies and stuff on Christmas Eve. They do holiday caroling. But one really cool thing that I think is really awesome that they do is they have religious services on board the ships for all of the guests. And they do, I think it's either three or four different religious services. We had clients that traveled during a major Jewish holiday, and they had a rabbi on board to conduct services. And from what I understand, the client said that there were several different families from around the ship that participated. So it's really cool that you can be away from home and still kind of keep up with family traditions, like religious services in the evening. I know they do what they consider like a contemporary Christian worship service. A Catholic mass is held on board, and then they have just like a general like kind of what I would consider like a mainline Protestant Christmas service on Christmas Day. So I just think that's really cool that they do that. But yeah, they call them very merry time cruises. They start at the end of November and continue on through December. So really cool. A lot of different opportunities to celebrate the holidays in different ways. And I honestly think one of the coolest thing about cruising over a holiday is that the park madness is gone.
Yeah.
Because you have a fixed number of people on a cruise ship. Yes, it's going to be packed, but the way Disney balances the ship with only allowing so many kids that would fit in the kids' club, you're going to maintain that good balance and never have to worry about all of the holiday rush associated with visiting Walt Disney World or Disneyland during a major holiday season. So I think that's a really cool aspect of cruising with Disney during the holidays.
There's also just side note, I actually literally just read somebody posted that Disney Cruise Line is now premiering messaging through an onboard app, that app that they have. You can now message for free on the app.
Oh, yeah. I had read that where that was coming. I think it's only on one ship right now. Is that
nope,
correct?
Nope, it's on all four.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they must have been piloting it on the story that I had read before. So,
yeah, this was just released yesterday.
So, oh, wow, that's awesome. So in addition to the Wave phones, you now have in-app messaging.
Yep, you have to put the app on before you get on the ship.
Mm.
And it doesn't work in Castaway, it says.
We did the...
Interesting.
And it's free Wi-Fi for the app.
We did the holiday cruise, Sharpie. We did over Thanksgiving a couple times, and it's nice because the ship's all decorated up for Christmas already at that time. So you have the Christmas tree and usually a gingerbread house, and the characters are in their holiday garb, I guess. And then Castaway Key is really cool, like you said, when you get there and all the decorations are there and they have Christmas trees and snowman decorations.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Snowman wandering about the island.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's a lot of fun.
All right, well, that's our update on the news for this week. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy our shows and want to download them, go over to iTunes or go to mousechat.net. You'll find them there. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.